Okay, let's check the apologies here. Comrade Jacob, do we have an apology? And then, oh, it seems like and Watson, thank you. Comrade, the most important issues for us, firstly, it was the issue of all those submissions which were made, and that which submissions are we going to deal with, and then also the issue of the committee program. And then thirdly, emanating from the program, we can look at those things that we can be able to finalize on the program. And then then it's closure. It's unfortunate because if we do not have a quorum, we can't take steadfast decisions, but we can make recommendations to the next day, to the next day session of our meeting. There are some submissions which have been made, and copies of those submissions were distributed a long, long time ago. I think even before I joined this committee, a long, long time ago. So we are busy looking through that heap of submissions. And as a result, we have come up with a tentative program. And we said colleagues should not mind to make submissions on this program. Because up to now, this is our working draft program until we are able to adopt it. So I suppose we have copies of the program. The only items that we think we can be able to deal with in terms of the program one of the submissions was on the issue of this is the 20th of June public hearings with the Limpopo community. I think at least that one we can be able to entertain. And then second to that, it is our study tour to France and Germany. I think that is also an item that we can be able to attempt to deal with. Now, as for the entire program, we will continue to request members, even from the opposition, to look at it and then make concrete proposals. Now, there has been work done with respect to the public hearings with the Limpopo community. We will remember that one of the submissions was the request that was made in respect of the language issue, that Sipedi, as reflected in one of the languages in the Constitution, should actually be changed from Sipedi to Sipedi Sali, Sesotho Sali Boa. Now, that we cannot just do here in Cape Town, because the vast members of that community actually reside in the Limpopo province. So the proposal is such that if the committee convenes its public hearings in Limpopo, then we can be able to deal with that issue effectively. That is the proposal that is coming across from the office of the chairperson. That in so dealing with this matter, we can be able to kickstart the developments of those days by requesting the Pan-African Language Board to make an input, and then also requesting the Culture and Linguistic Rights Commission. This is the Chapter 9 committees to actually make a contribution as well. From there, we can be able to open a floor of the submissions from the Education Department in the North and all other stakeholders in the North, so that we can be able to finalize this issue once and for all. Now, if the discussions and the public hearings are going to take place in Limpopo, it means we have to begin the process of advertising, we have to begin the process of interacting with people in the North, and we have to begin the process of securing the venue and putting the dates together, so that we can be able to have effective public hearings in that particular province. Once we have concluded that, it means we'll be on our way to Limpopo to finalize these submissions which were made by those stakeholders. That's one issue of the program, interaction, public hearing with Limpopo community. Do we have any comment from members?
Dan?
No, I think we agree with the way you see it, Joseph. And I suppose that we accept that recommendation. So I actually propose that we accept that on the program.
Okay, thanks, Chief. That's Limpopo. So we will begin the process with our researchers, our secretary, and all other relevant staff in order to pursue that objective. And we will bring a report to the meeting in the subsequent meeting that is to come. Now, on the issue of the visit to France and to Germany, all we need to do is firstly to finalize documentation to the office of the chairperson, chair of chairs. The chair of chairs has been informed about this pending trip. He was only unhappy about the figures there, which means, in essence, we have to cut down on the figures so that the amount that we are going to be spending on that particular trip shouldn't be as exorbitant as it is right now. we are faced with a 3.3 budget, I think, for the trip to France and Germany. Now we've been requested to cut that down. So we will do that accordingly and make sure that we take a delegation. I'm not sure of how many people.
Can you perhaps give an indication as to how many people do that in meditation and how combative is that? One can just have an indication as to three for something million for so many people. We have an idea as far as that's
concerned. Yeah, I think that attendance register. Was it everybody from the attendance register? How many people was it? Tentatively, so that when we speak to the chairperson of chess, we can be able to play around with certain figures.
Well, I think we want to reduce it to 9 or 7, given the situation that normally when all these studies were done, the ANC, even at the majority, as is the case in the House, and then, you know, the other places would have to be formed by opposition leaders. So 9, 5, 4, or otherwise, if that's still too much, 7, that would be my, you know, that's
okay.
Jim?
Yes, Chief.
I see from the budget here that the proposal was done on 15, 15 people going. If you reduce that by a third, if you reduce the amount of people by a third, so that would be 10. One would assume then that the price would be reduced by a third, which would mean it would come down to 2 million instead of 3 million. I'm just trying to do some quick mathematics here that we understand what we're dealing with. If Mr. Deutsch is saying that this is too much money, is it too much money because it's 3 million and not 2? Or is it too much money because it's 3 million and not 1? I understand from people that's more versed in these things, Chair, that you test the water first and perhaps then reduce it by a third. In which case, because at this stage we're not sure, I don't hear any indication that there was some guideline as to just how much you should reduce it. So I would suggest that if you reduce it by a third, you would be coming down to 10 members, and then that the price would be reduced by at least 1 million rand, which is a substantial amount of money. And perhaps also people that are more versed with these things, and also because I serve on another joint committee, there's always grounds. And there's always more, there's more motivation factors if you are in a joint committee, because you have to consider both houses and people from both houses. Whether, in fact, those people make themselves available, that's another matter. But, I mean, in the general motivation, you are catering for a joint committee, and normally one would expect the delegations to be slightly bigger than a delegation just coming from the National Assembly. So an amendment to my colleague's proposal, I would suggest that you just in general terms talk about reducing the thing by a third rather than reducing the present proposal by one third. In other words, one third the members, one third the cost.
Thanks very much, Mr. Baker. What we will do is to try that course, because Jeff was just throwing his arms in the air saying, comrade, and so much money. No, we are all going. That committee has never gone anywhere. And so on and so on and so on. You know, constitution and the constitution of these countries are similar. We just want to go there for study purposes in case we are going to be faced with amendments in the future. I said, I understand, Comrade Dan, I understand, but the problem is this is a huge committee. I said, okay, I'll come back. So we can try for a third for now, because what he was querying was actually the size of the delegation, that is one. And then two, he was saying, it's just too way expensive. I understand what you mean. So let's not cut too much. Let's cut a little bit by a third, and then find out what he says. We can cut by a third and also cut by almost half. We can do two submissions. The first one that we are going to hand to him would be the one that we have cut with the third, and then our fallback would be half. Hello, Chief.
Thanks, Chief. I'm in agreement with the Honorable legal friend's proposal. I just want to add one issue that we must maybe give also delegation or to the chairperson's office or the subcommittee dealing with the tour. It's today already the 6th. The proposal of dates there is, I think, the end of June. In terms of the summer recess in Europe, I don't know whether this is viable. So my suggestion would be, if we get approval from Mr. Deutsch's office, is to maybe look at alternative dates also when it's more suitable maybe for those two jurisdictions to receive the committee. Otherwise, I think realistically it will not be possible that it may be looking at later dates, whatever, to build that also maybe into the submission.
If they are able to receive us during these days and to interact with us the way that is needed, then I actually propose that we do stick to these days, but I think we must have at the back of our mind that we must just make an inquiry as to, you know, how available people are.
Okay.
Okay, let's change and chop the German study tour as proposed, and then let's make those presentations to Deutsch and see how he feels about them. Now, the last issue would be something that would be a little bit new, probably in addition to our program. Now, what we have seen over the past few months was the problem of students being able to coexist and learn together in certain institutions. We have observed sometimes infighting and very unhealthy relations among the students. You know, in some of the institutions, tertiary institutions, you have Free State and some of the high schools, and so on. Now, what we would request of members is to think about the way in which we can be able to make an intervention at this particular committee. Because of what the constitutions instruct all South Africans to do in terms of being able to utilize those institutions of learning irrespective of color, and to be able to have access to those institutions without being hindered by other colleagues or by other students. So an atmosphere of learning in some of these institutions becomes disrupted solely because some people do not appreciate the rights of others. Now, the question is, how does the committee begin to infuse and engender the understanding of the constitutions and the principles that are being espoused by the constitutions with respect to the relationship among students, and also the instructions that the education should be available to all across the board? Now, one, we can have a relationship with our education committee and look at the program that we can be able to finalize. Two, which would mean the two committees might have to visit certain institutions and certain schools across the country. And then three, that we might club together with another agency like the Human Rights Commission. And then four, that we might also be able to raise funding for the printing of more constitutions that can be distributed in some of the institutions across the country, both the high schools and certain tertiary institutions, just for us to be able to make some semblance of a contribution. You know, it's a gesture that the two committees can be able to do in order to contribute in the improvement of race relations within the within the education institution. Thank you, Chief.
You are actually, I'm in agreement with your proposal. I want to maybe also link the current xenophobia issue to this issue, and maybe that we flag that for a pertinent agenda point at our next meeting. Because visiting my constituency where there was a major problem, about 1,200 people who had to leave the township. I get the impression that since 1996, the adoption of the constitution, I think it's 12 years ago. Now, if you really look at the whole dynamics, I think one major issue we are confronted with is ownership of the Bill of Rights by important sections of our community, and it's going to be very important that we maybe put on the table again the whole question of how we popularize our constitution. The impression I have, even with, you know, South Africa belongs to everybody in it, you know, the right to of freedom of association, freedom of movement, those critical issues in the constitution is really underpins the xenophobia debate. And we as a committee, I think, should also maybe look at the issue of popularizing certain core issues again. I mean, if we have this kind of atmosphere in the country debate, the question is, did we envisage that the grand agreement in 1996 will just easily be assimilated by everybody without really having a full-scale program, driving it all sectors, driving it in the schools and the universities. And I think we made a mistake by said, well, there is the constitution, we celebrate it and finish in class. Maybe we, looking back, said, well, part of it is talking about these issues every day, even the Charter of Fundamental Rights. So I think that is the essential thing. Maybe we must debate it later, but I think your proposal, this whole debate, these constitutional issues,
But if people don't know the Constitution, if they don't know that there's certain rights, our international agreements, for instance, the UN Charter on Refugees that we as a country ceded to, if people are not aware of that, it's very, very difficult. So I think that that's a major issue we must really put on the table for the discussion.
Yeah, I think in addition to that, maybe it is not, maybe our first step should actually be to set up a meeting with the Human Rights Commission and to, to discuss this whole matter. How can we work together to popularize the Constitution, the specific provisions in the Constitution that we believe need some special attention today. Maybe that is even something that one can work with the program to have that kind of a meeting with the Human Rights Commission to see how we can take it from there. I would say that, of course, we can also, decide whether we want a better school and things like that. But maybe we should first have the discussion with them concerning how are we really going to make a raw difference as far as that is concerned.
I hear what you say and what the other honorable members are saying. I'm just concerned that this committee is a very important committee. If one sees what happens and some of these nasty things that's happening in our society, the xenophobia and the issue we are raising in the schools, and I'm just wondering whether we are addressing the thing properly. The fact that this committee is an important one because it deals with those important issues. The problem is the committee is not getting the necessary recognition that it deserves. And I'm not sure whether that's not our own fault. But we ourselves, as members of this committee, is allowing this committee to slump into a form of state of sleep where we ourselves are the architects of its own misfortune. And perhaps, Chair, before we put petrol in the bus and start moving, perhaps we first got to check if everything is actually working and look how we can enhance our own credibility and our own effectiveness, and if we get some recognition at the Parliament for the work that's been done. And I think perhaps the way to go is that we need to focus on some very serious areas and do reports on this. We need to submit these reports to Parliament for debate so that our members can get involved in the debate there and actually raise this. Why are other people raising important issues in the House and debating it there? And we don't get this committee saying anything. And yet this is the committee that's really dealing with constitutional issues. And I think if we really want to start getting our credibility back, that's what we need to do. It's our own fault that we are not doing this. We should get in there, look at issues that are crucial issues and do reports on this and file these reports for adoption and get involved in debates so that people can start taking this seriously. That's just one suggestion, Chair. And so maybe with this whole, and I've got no disagreement with the issues that's raised, but you see it's loose. It's not linked to where are we going as a committee, because at the end of the day it might all happen and it doesn't happen, if you know what I mean, Chair. We do it, but nobody really sees. We have all these hearings and nobody really takes this thing serious. Then just with the xenophobia thing, Chair, it's not a South African thing, this. The word might be, I haven't heard this word being mentioned overseas, but it's an international thing, the xenophobia. And if you look at international teams today, you see so many different faces there. I saw the Japanese team, soccer team, playing with some black people there the other day. I was most surprised. So this is the international thing, and maybe on the tour, the proposed tour, because in Europe this is a very topical thing in Europe. You know, the Europeans are patrolling the waters in the Mediterranean now and turning the ships back, and so there is a topic going on in Europe, and maybe one should include this in the study tour. And when you do the motivation now for the reason why this thing should not be reduced to more than one third, you should maybe include the fact that it's one of the aspects which we have a great interest in, which we intend to look at overseas. Just what is the enormity of it and how are they dealing with it? I don't know if you understand perhaps what I'm saying there, Chair.
I just want to maybe also add to the learned colleague's input. I agree wholeheartedly with him, especially with regard to Germany, the whole thing of the integration of the Turkish population. There was also a lot of conflict, I mean, over the last 20 years in some instances. France has also gone through a huge, in 2005 in Paris, the whole question of integration. How do you do it as a country? The assimilation. So the issues are very similar, especially France as well. So I think the Honourable Learned Colleague is quite correct that should be a major focus, you know, for the motivation, that we look at those two examples.
Now that is correct, because Europe itself are not immune from this problem. That is very important. I mean, in Britain itself, you remember. At one stage there was huge riots. I mean, those were real riots, you know, about the same thing. It was during the period of Margaret Thatcher. Yeah, no, that is true. That is true, and it went on for months. That time, it went on for months. I mean, shops were looted, banning took place, and so on and so on. And there was a by-election that was supposed to take place, and then the candidate who won was the one who was saying these people should go back where they come from. It was very intense. It was terrible. No, it was very bad. Okay, let's take these ideas on board and then look also at how we shape our program, and then we will converse further about them. But otherwise we will approach the Chair of Chairs about this, and try to present, you know, a formidable presentation to him with respect to our delegation and with respect to the trip itself. Yeah. Yeah, fortunately we are all aware that somehow the things might change, because we are in June right now. Yeah.
On that point, if I can come in, Jay, I would just like to ask
from my agenda here, it seems like most of the issues have been addressed, and then all we need to do is just to be able to package them and make it go out on some of them. Are there any other issues before we have them? Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Thank you for giving me the